morning, you guys, and happy Monday. It is Baron and Amanda, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Because Amanda and Baron are still having conversations.
Yes, and in studio with us is the lovely Julie Hoy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Which we are hoping in just a few short weeks we can now call you Mayor Julie Hoy.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
That's the goal.
It might take months, a few short months, but yeah, we're going to get there.
Several weeks then. Several weeks. Can we review just really quick? Because I know you were on with us just a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I love where you did. You were just really education piece.
Yeah.
And the wards were a big education for me, and of course that there's only one shot. Can you kind of review that for listeners real quick?
Well, there are 8 wards in Salem.
Okay.
Everybody in those wards is going to get to run or vote for the person running in their ward. So if you don't see, like back in the council race, if you didn't see my name on your ballot, it's because I was not in your ward.
Okay.
You know, mayor's different. That covers the whole town.
Right.
So you got to be visible in all 8 wards.
Yep.
And that was really educational for me because when you did run before, I'm like, I want to vote for Julie, but you weren't on my ballot.
Now I know why. Now you know why.
Except there's another piece that I didn't know too. There's not primaries in the general. This is like May is it, right?
May is it. The primary is where mayor and council positions are decided.
Okay. Yep. So it's huge. And you guys, I want to really push that every single vote counts. Your vote does matter. That one little puny one. I used to think my one little vote doesn't matter, but it really, really, really truly does. So please get out there and vote and educate yourself.
Well, and make sure you're registered.
Yes.
And that happens now.
Yes.
Go online, make sure you're registered with the clerk's office because you don't want to miss out on the opportunity. And vote by mail is good in some ways, really good. It's good for somebody like me who never moves. If you move, you want to make sure that ballot's going to follow you to where you go.
Mm-hmm. I just recently moved, and that was the very first thing I did is I went online
right on.
Because it was like, no, my vote counts, and I want to vote.
It really does. And I think, unfortunately, some serious apathy has set in, and folks are like feeling like it doesn't matter, so why bother?
And I think in about 30 minutes, let's pick this up when you talk about apathy, especially the ward that you're in, and let's just talk about that.
Okay, you got perfect. It. So let's send it to Dan Bongino, and we'll be back more with Julie Hoy in just about 30 minutes. Stay tuned. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Julie, half an hour ago, you mentioned an interesting word, which I think has become prevalent in politics, apathy. Like, there's a lot of apathy going on right now. And you also, several weeks ago when you were on the show, mentioned your Ward 6, which is like less than 10% voted.
Yeah, 22,000 people. There's an average of 22,000 people in each ward. Ward 6 is the highest density population ward, the most amount of people in the least amount of space.
Wow.
48% Hispanic. And out of the 22,000 people in Ward 6, less than 2,000 people vote.
Wow.
Now, that may be some apathy, but it also might be a lack of engagement with the community to fill people in on this is how voting works in Oregon, and you get yourself signed up and you will get a ballot. And
well, I have a great idea on how to get some engagement with the community. Let's put you on a radio show to talk about how you're involved.
Yeah.
There's a little community involvement there, right?
Oh, definitely.
Some engagement.
I think that's a great idea. We'll create
some engagement right now.
Well, we need to create some excitement and enthusiasm around it, you know, because if you do not pay attention and you do not take the opportunity to vote, then you're stuck with what lands in those offices and the things that they want to do.
Yeah.
The agenda is built then. So it's really very, very important.
Mm-hmm. If you want to have a say, if you want to have an input, if you see things that you don't like the way they're going, this is where your vote and your voice counts and matters, and where you can truly make a difference.
You said that a little bit ago, man. I think it's so true that you go, okay, well, my vote doesn't count. Well, guess what? If his vote doesn't count, and that's what he thinks, and that guy thinks the same thing, pretty soon there's 1,000 people that think that a vote doesn't count, and then 1,000 people didn't vote because my vote doesn't count. Your vote does count, and so does everybody's vote. And even if it's one vote, it all matters. In the end, if you're the guy that didn't vote, and then you're the one that's going, well, I can't believe they're doing this, you didn't even have a say in the deal.
Yeah. I ran into a guy during the November election. At breakfast, I overheard him say, oh, I threw my ballot in the garbage. my bad, or whatever he said. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What a waste.
It was the payroll tax.
Yeah. I mean,
you didn't vote.
Like,
it affects you.
Yeah.
It's.
Well, speaking of the payroll tax.
Yes.
That would be a really good case of if you didn't vote and you all of a sudden are not happy with what's going on within the city, well, mm-hmm. guess what? Your vote may or may not have swung it. Who knows? But you got the mayor we got.
Well, fortunately, the payroll tax failed.
Yes.
By a big margin, 83% to 17%.
That's one of our biggest margins we've ever had, right?
That's a landslide.
And what's awesome is that it didn't discriminate. It affected everybody across the board. So it was amazing to see it churn down so largely.
Well, and such an inspiration, really, to see the voters come together
mm-hmm.
to say no.
Yeah.
Nope. You're going to take this to a ballot, and then we're going to say nope in an even bigger way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I hope they take that with all things when they vote on them, not just when it comes to our finances, but with how we live and how our community's taken care of.
Yeah. Well, let's talk some more in half an hour about some of the other issues.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Back to you, Dan Bongino. Amanda and Baron, and in studio with us is Julie Hoy, who's running for mayor.
We want to say Mayor Hoy soon.
Yes.
I actually want to say the she Hoy, not the he Hoy.
I like
or
that.
Or the girl Hoy, not the boy Hoy.
Thank you. Either way works.
I'm not sure which
is more politically correct.
Probably,
the guy with the donkey on his shirt is going to say he Hoy. So.
He Hoy.
We were talking about a couple of the issues, and I know that there's a lot of controversy about the city tax, which was one big issue.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one that I recently heard that bothers me, and you can clarify this for me.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of buildings downtown that mm-hmm. are owned by the state. They're state agency buildings. They don't pay tax. Is that correct?
No, they do not. There's over, I think it's maybe $2 billion worth of properties in Salem that the state does not pay taxes on.
So then they don't get to utilize our police and fire department and ambulances and all that we pay taxes on, correct?
Oh, yes, they do.
Well,
I can completely clarify
that statement because my wife works for 911, and I can't even tell you how many times she's gotten a phone call that the police have to go down to one of those state agency buildings.
Yep.
But they're utilizing our services, not paying for taxes.
Right.
And is that a fixable problem?
Well, it is if we get about it,
an overnight fix. But.
Yeah. Well, it's called a payment in lieu of taxes is what they're after right now in the legislature. Not sure if it will go through this time around. Mm-hmm. But
payment in lieu of taxes.
They don't want to pay taxes, but they will give us money. And I don't know. I don't understand exactly why.
Right.
You know,
that sounds like
it might be less if you pay instead of
they're
paying
trying
taxes.
To weasel their way out.
So I have a great solution. Payment in lieu of taxes. Here's our budget deficit. That's how much we want.
Mm-hmm.
How's that for a payment of taxes?
If there's a budget deficit.
But we
don't have to go there right now.
I'm just making stuff up now.
I know.
What's frustrating is that if we didn't pay our taxes, oh gosh, they're coming after us.
Mm-hmm.
Coming after us hard.
Yeah.
But it's okay for them. It's just it's unfair. That's frustrating.
It's not unusual in capital cities to have this issue.
Okay.
Because we have more state buildings than any other city would have.
Yeah.
But it's something that's gone on for way too long
mm-hmm.
and it needs to be fixed. They should contribute.
Well, we've got one more segment in half an hour. Please tune back in and listen to some more from future Mayor Hoy.
Yes, we'll be right back. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, and joining us is Julie Hoy. I wanted to say your name. I was excited. All right.
Julie, we've talked about a lot of great stuff, and I am so thrilled that you stepped up to run for mayor.
Mm-hmm.
This city does need a different person with the last name Hoy running this city right now.
Amen.
Is there something on your heart right now? Like there's a lot of issues. There's a lot of issues in this city, and tackling all of them at once is not realistic. But is there one specifically that's on your heart right now?
Well, right this second, what came to mind when you asked that question was the homelessness issue. situation, and those who are dealing with mental illness and drug addiction, and addiction of any kind, actually, living on our streets. I was with the firefighters a couple weeks ago, and at the end of our time together, one of them asked, if you became mayor, would you want more for us as a department, or would you want us to maintain on what we have? And what came to mind was a question. What do you need? What do you need if you weren't dealing with the homeless issue in Salem?
That's a good question.
And they looked at each other and talked it up, and I said, just pick one station. And they said, downtown.
Station one.
If we weren't dealing with the homeless issues and the addicted and the mentally ill, our workload would be cut by 50%.
Wow. That's a lot.
50%.
That's a lot.
So everybody wants more money to do more stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we can pour all the money we want over the top of this problem. But if we don't get underneath to the root of it to help people in addiction, to get them out of their addiction, to service those with mental illness, we're never going to reduce the number. Mm-hmm. It's only going to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it was a conversation I was having with you, Julie, about the homeless problem at the Market Street Bridge several years ago.
Yeah.
And that she brought something interesting to light for me. The problem with the Market Street Bridge is that's not a city problem. That's an ODOT problem.
Yep.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
ODOT. And okay. Oregon State Patrol responds to issues there.
Yep.
That's ODOT property.
Mm. Oh. Okay.
We, our city's divided by I-5.
Yeah.
And I-5 becomes ODOT, which becomes state, which is not city. So it's a whole different complexity.
Right.
Plus and you've got two counties.
Yep. There's Polk County, there's Marion County.
Oh my goodness.
And for instance, you know, my home is in the city of Salem. If I have a problem, I call 911. It's Salem PD that shows up. If I'm at my business a half a mile closer to downtown, it's in the county.
Okay.
There's
so
a lot of back and forth out here.
It's closer to downtown, but it's not in the city.
Correct. It's not incorporated.
The complexity of the city is very interesting.
Yeah.
It is. There's a lot to learn about all of this.
Yeah.
Truly.
Well, what I do know is we need to have you back on this show about three or four more times before May.
I'd love that. Yes.
There's a lot of issues I'd like you to have a chance to share. Mm-hmm. I think one of the big issues in our last 20 seconds here, May is critical, right?
Oh, yeah. May is when the action happens. That's when council and mayor positions are decided. So get yourself registered if you're not. When your ballot comes, vote, get it in, because this will all be done and over with, we hope, by May 21st.
And when your ballot shows up, remember, vote for the she hoy, not the he hoy.
Yep, or the girl hoy, not the boy hoy.
Either way, you say it or I say it, either way.
Julie Hoy.
Julie Hoy, there you go, Julie Hoy.
That's right.
Thank you for coming on.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
Bye-bye.
Have a blessed day.